Okay, so we almost made it. Final talk for today, and sorry to Thomas for being the last one.
No problem.
There's always someone. I have to admit, I know very little about Pure Data and the software that comes with it or that can be put on top of it. Last year, Frank Barknecht was so kind to show that Pure Data can be a perfect drum machine, and I guess whatever you have to show might make it even more usable for someone like me who likes shiny user interfaces with buttons and knobs. Whatever it is, I'm very interested. So, Thomas, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. As the poll showed that there are more users maybe than developers, I try to make the somehow schizophrenic attempt to jump between showing a bit of Pure Data and also showing how to extend it by developing for it. And that's exactly what the topic is about. Flex is a tool for extending Pure Data, and not only, it's cross-platform, so also for MaximSP externals. And I also dare to show some C code, and I'm thankful to Paul Davies for preparing the ground with two lines of C. So maybe it's more a talk for advanced users who want to extend PD. And I also want to point out the URL that's given below. It's a server maintained by Mario Schibella where you can find all this stuff. So maybe I switch back at the end to this address. You can
find it anywhere with Google. So Pure Data, MaximSP, why both of them? It's a personal interest because I perform live with MaximSP simply because of the fact that Pure Data is not mature enough to have some good interface to perform with. So I'm depending on sample viewers and such stuff. And that's the reason why I'm using MaximSP and, of course, not Linux for it. But on the other hand, I'm doing sound installations where I'm dependent on Pure Data and the easy administration of Linux systems. So that was one of the reasons to have a system for both of them. And for all of you who have never seen Pure Data, I'll shortly switch to it. So this is a so-called patcher, which has some elements in it, some graphical elements that correspond to more or less complex processes. There is, for example, this noise generator, and I make some electronic music now. So I switch it on, and voila, there's some just white noise coming out of it. And it's easily seen that the noise tilde object here with the SICK cable coming down is producing sound, and it's multiplied by some factor given by the position of the slider. So this kind of modular graphical architecture is, to my view, ideal for experimenting with things and also for interfacing with these kind of systems. So it's probably easier to build things together with this kind of graphical programming than with some lines of code, which is the case with SuperCollider or Common Lisp Music. So this is a more maybe haptic access to sound producing systems. What's interesting in the for the viewpoint of extending it is are the building parts that make up such a system. You have thick and thin cables, corresponding to DSP channels. The thick cable over the thick channel is a sound transport, and over the thin ones, we have the pointer. I don't know. Maybe I have just somewhere in my bag. Over the thin ones, there are some asynchronous messages going, and when I just move the slider, then there are some numbers running. Maybe I have someone in my somewhere in my back. So I don't know, but I find it afterwards. So we have synchronous processing and asynchronous corresponding. So DSP channel and the asynchronous message channel, where just numbers flowing over it. And now we also see that these graphical elements correspond to some processes which are done. And it's no difference in PD whether I have an internal object, which these messages are internal objects to PD, which are delivered with the system. And it makes no difference if I extend it and add functionality to it and have my own objects then. So I can easily edit the thing. And make an object that is written with flex, and it's just loaded and registered in the system. So this is the point. The interesting thing is that there's no difference between internal and external things, and all these objects work neatly together. So the other thing is that we have the two systems, Pure Data and MaximSP. What is their relation to each other? That's very simple. Max was before PD in time. It got commercial in the early 90s and was followed by PD afterwards, which was just a reinvention of the same thing, but now under GPL code. And both systems were originally written by Miller Puckett. And it's no surprise that with this fact, also the APIs of the system, which are there for extending the systems, are very similar. So it makes no large difference to either develop for PD or develop for MaxMSP. It's just naming conventions and different types, which are quite easily exchanged. And of course, that was the starting point for Flext, which was originally just a wrapper for naming conventions, where I had the Max naming transformed into the PD standard. Nowadays, things have been became a bit more complicated, but it's maybe easy to follow. So Flext is. In principle, it's a library defining a uniform interface for PD or Max for the APIs. And source code, which is developed for Flext or with Flext, is easily compiled for either system by just exchanging some compiler definitions. But the code remains the same. And also, Flext. As I like to program in C++, Flext exploits the principle of object orientation by representing these graphical boxes we've seen with as C++ classes. So this is quite straightforward because also the native APIs have use so-called methods to have registers, registers callbacks for each of the object classes. We'll have that shortly in a minute. And additionally, Flext has some additional functions. Here it's called wrappers for various other functions, which allow to access some system specific things or buffers that are residing in the system and so on. So generally, Flext is an abstraction to all these important features of the real-time systems. There's one exception. There's no access to GUI-specific things, so you can't build sliders or any GUI things with Flext now. So I'm not very positive that this will ever happen because the GUI stuff is too different between these PD and Mac systems. So, and shouldn't be forgotten that there's also a third system, which is very similar. It's JMAX, developed by the IRCAM. In principle, it would also be possible to use Flext with JMAX, but as I don't use it myself, so I haven't spent any time with it. But if there is some interest, one could quite easily extend Flext also for JMAX. And the other thing is that Flext supports all major compilers, which major means that, of course, all the free ones that I know about, GCC and all variations. Also for Windows, it's Min, GW, and Sigwin. Of course, on Linux and OS X. And there's also support for Code Warrior on macOS and Microsoft Visual C for the Windows platform. So let's have a look at some code. This is a quite simple, we see the object here, quite simple native PD object made up of very few features. When we have a look at the object, it's easily seen that, of course, this plus object adds just 3 to the number that is given above. So when I change this number box here and it shows 9, the number 3 is added to it and gives 12, of course. And I can also, here I have one inlet. These are called inlets, and this one is an outlet. I can also change the argument, which is 3 here, to some user-defined thing, maybe 10 here, and add that to the number that is given. And the structure is, just very briefly, the structure is PD loads, when I create this object, it loads it by loading the DLL, or the in the Windows case, or the shared object file in the Linux case. And it would first look for this function called plus setup. When I have an object which is called plus, it knows automatically that it needs to find the plus setup. So this is just the default behavior. And then it registers the class, giving it the name plus here, defining some creation function. One could say a constructor, and also a destruction function, which is not needed here. Therefore, a zero pointer is given. The size of the data container, which is needed for the numbers that I store here and for the PD structure, and also for this argument that can be given on the creation, on the command line at creation of the object. It's def float, which means that the default value of this creation argument is 0. So if I don't give it here, it's initialized to 0. Then it adds some handlers for either a bang message, which is triggered by this bang button, and also a handler for the float numbers which go in the left inlet. And this is all the stuff that's here in this object. This is the creation function, which we have seen. Creating the object with PD new, reserving some memory, creating an outlet, this one, creating a second inlet for the number that I have here, and initializing the data for the structure. And then I have these methods. When I push the button, the bang is called, outputting some float number here on the outlet. So this is the PD version. And I switch over to the flexed version, which is even simpler, maybe, and which is not depending on PD itself. It has the same structure when you use it with Macs. So the setup, class setup, is done here just with this wrapper. One means one default argument, in this case 3 or 0. Float 0 means either a float or 0, if it's given or not. Then I have the class name and all the things that are
that have to be defined with this object are contained in this class. So I need this header for signaling that this is a flexed header, that this is a flexed object. I have my data. I have the constructor, or the C++ constructor, which is called when I create the function, and which creates the inlets to the object and also the outlet, and which registers the functions that I need for interaction with the object. I have some wrappers here that I need to translate between PD or max and my class methods. This is the simple structure of this object. Here I use an inline function because when I have the normally the compiler should of course do that inline if it's simple, but I explicitly stated it here because when I have this callback wrappers, then there's a function hidden behind it which just includes this code then. So it may be faster if I write inline. Also, I don't have a destructor here, just as in the PD case, because there's no memory dynamically allocated here. So what are the pros and cons concerning using native APIs or the flexed ones? As I see it, the structure of an external is easier to read or to see, to comprehend. And also it's, to my opinion, faster to write because I can omit all these class pointers that I need with the PD case. And it's less typing, of course. And there's another... And the other point is, of course, that it's not depending anymore on either PD or MaxMSP, so there are no system dependencies open. Flexed abstracts most of the functions that are needed for writing DSP code or message orienting code. So the other thing is, of course, that with when utilizing C++, you can also use C++ specific features, which we will see in a minute. We have seen the inline thing, which can be used instead of preprocessor defines. And we can use templates for optimization of different things. For example, the XSample library, which I show later, uses that for optimizing the case when multiple channels of audio is resampled. And this optimization is done by the compiler and it doesn't need to be done by hand. And of course, and a very important thing is that because the objects are C++ class based, they can also be inherited. And if you have different objects which are quite similar, maybe one a plus and the other a minus or a times or so, you can derive that from the same base class and share code, having simpler structure, and using polymorphism of C++ to have a virtual function. So I can, when I switch back, I can just give here, instead of inline, I can say virtual, which means that when I inherit from this class, the inherited or the new function of the derived class is then called, which is a advantage, of course. So what are the cons? There are some other things that are pros, of course. Flex has some additions to PD or MaxMSP functionality, which are attributes. We'll see that in a minute. And multi-threading, which is important in a real-time system because normally PD can only do things in real time, and you can't do, for instance, offline processing of audio buffers or this kind of things. And Flext has some means to open up this offline stuff. The cons are, of course, that with these wrapper functions that you need, you have some processing overhead because there has to be some translation of class pointers. When you use DSP, which we'll also see in a second, you have some overhead because also there has to be some translation. Then there's some memory consumption associated with Flext because it has some internal structures that need to be kept. And another point is that Flext externals tend to be a bit bloated currently because Flext is only a static library now. That's because of version problems between the different versions of PD. And I hope to find a solution soon, but momentarily all the Flext mechanism is contained in each external, which is of course not very good. Another con maybe is for the average user that when he or she wants to compile a source delivered PD external, he or she would also have to compile Flex beforehand. So this might be a level of error, maybe a source of more errors. So just very briefly, the building parts. Flex detects the platform and the compiler, which you can also use for your own code then. You will know then if you include the Flext header, which is the compiler, which is it Max or is it PD, is it Windows, Linux, or some kind. So this kind of detection is done. There are two base classes for either pure message-based objects and for DSP objects. Message-based means that there is no real sound calculation done, it's just adding numbers or some stuff. Okay, and then there are some convenience functions or functions to system resources that are provided by Flext. Access to buffers that are residing in the system or atom lists, which means atoms are the numbers or symbols that I send to the objects. Then there are threading classes, as we heard. Then there's some timer functionality, which is, of course, useful for musical applications. And there's also some SIMD implementation. SIMD means is a an extension of modern CPUs dealing with where one instruction on a CPU can deal with multiple data. So you can have one plus and add four numbers together. This is oftentimes used for audio application because it speeds up things very much. So, and there are some Flext functions for adding, mixing, multiplying things. And also some messaging functions in PD to ease the communication between the objects. So very briefly, one attribute-based object, which I consider a very important addition of Flex to the PD or Maximus P world. Attributes are a consistent way to initialize, set, and query the state of an object. Normally, you would have to deal with that yourself. You have to write your methods, which are sending out stuff and so. With Flex, you can easily have, for example, this F2 is the number that I send in here. It's the argument, just the argument. And you can easily have a wrapper here saying argument F2, and then the notion arg or the variable arg is connected to the value that is residing in the object. And I have, when I use it, I have also means to store, to query or to initialize these attributes. This is a quite useful thing. And when I just switch back to the patch, I have this xgroove object here, and I can also have an attribute editor. This is all contained in Flext, which lets me edit all of these numbers that are stored in the object. So this is a thing that is normally not possible with PD. So of course, DSP objects also existent in Flext. I just have to inherit from the Flext DSP base class, and then I have a virtual function which is doing my signal processing. Very easily. Just it's comparable to VST plugins with the additional complexity that these plugins can also talk to the system. So VST plugins are more passive than typical PD or MaximSP objects are. So threading is a point. I can have here, I have a wrapper for this function. This function is not DSP code, of course. I just write numbers to a file in a utmost slowly way. I just do the plain ASCII numbers, and you can imagine that this is normally not considered to be done in a DSP system. But it doesn't matter, because when I use Flext thread as the wrapper, any calls to this function will take place in the background on a low priority and won't disturb the audio. So there are no cracks when you do this kind of things. And of course, the control is detached. As soon as I detach this thread, I have to have some signal when this function is finished, because I don't know beforehand how long it will take. PD just works on and on and doesn't pay attention to this function anymore. As long I can have a signal here, bang, when it's finished. So okay, timers, another thing that are wrapped into Flext. I can have a timer object that I can assign a method, mbang, that is doing that is sending some bangs out here whenever a typical interval is reached. So, and there are more features. Binding to symbol means that in PD or MaximSP you can have named senders and receivers that are communicating with each other. This is also integrated into Flext. In PD, it's typically used. A typically used feature is to group several externals together in a library, so-called library, that is loaded upon startup of PD. This is a thing that is normally not available with MaximSP, but Flext has some means to do that. So you can also have libraries of externals in MaximSP. And Flext also provides some interface classes to these synthesis toolkits, sound objects, and SDK. These are also just base classes, which are based on these classes of sound objects and SDK. So this is the point where we are in the future of Flext. Flext, of course, should be a shared library, as it is, as PD is, for example. Just because the size of the externals will then be very smaller. What we have seen with this kind of inspectors or attribute editors, this is just for the one object here, but it's not very difficult to imagine that with Flext you can also have inspectors across the system. So you can probably inspect one object that is on another patcher, or so that should be possible with Flext. It's wishful that Flex would be better integrated into pure data, because there, it's not an ideal situation how the message passing is done. But I don't know if it's really important, but it would be faster then. Max timing is a bit of a problem. Max has problems with functions or methods that are taking up longer time. That should be improved. And there should also be an integrated make system for Flex externals, where one could easily write the code with Flex and then build, more or less automatically, build the externals with the make system that is already provided with the Flex library. This wishful thinking, maybe, but maybe I have the time. Currently, you can download Flex either from the Flex website, or you can choose to compile it yourself from the SourceForge CVS server. You have to have, for that compiling yourself, or for even developing stuff, you have to have the real-time system SDKs. So in case of pure data, it's more or less always delivered with pure data, which is not the case with MaxMSP. You have to download these SDKs separately. And you have, of course, to have a compiler. These are the free ones. The only real problem is that there is no free compiler for compiling MaxMSP objects up to now. You have to have the CodeWarrior, which is quite expensive. But Cycling is working on a MacO implementation of Max, so you can also use the GCC there. When you have questions or problems concerning Flex, you can, of course, join the PD or Max mailing list where I'm lurking. There's some online documentation. It's a DoxyGen-generated reference about Flex, and there are some tutorials which are showing quite simple externals as the same style that I have shown here. And there is a number of open source externals that are based on Flex. Some of them are made by me, and some of them are made by other people, like Frank Barknecht. He made a wrapper around this sound font system, Fluid. Tim Blackman has his own collection of objects, and there is also a very, let's say, flexible sample and stream player made by August Black, which is capable of handling all kinds of file or network streams. So this somehow concludes my talk. If you have any questions, please go ahead.
So, don't be shy. Jan, anything out there? Okay. Well, nothing I can do then. Oh, yes, finally. Just in time.
The question is, why is Flexed under the GPL license when PD is under a more liberal license? I think it's BSD style. Shouldn't libraries be under an LGPL or BSD style license?
It's a good question, and I once made a poll on that issue. I have to say that there is some tradition with Flex. It's derived out of the code of JAM by Mark Dunks. There's no more code of JAM in it, but JAM is under the GPL, so I just stayed there. And the other thing is that with this project, I want to encourage open source, and that's best done with a GPL license. So when you use the Flex library, you have to open up your source. I'd like to encourage that.
Okay, more questions? I guess perhaps not. Well then, Thomas, thanks a lot for your talk.
Thank you.
And so this concludes our first day of 4 days marathon. There is just one piece of information for you. The concert tonight at 8 in the Kubus, all of the speakers, artists and composers can get free tickets. If we have a list of names of people, and on the other side there is this ZKM shop logo, and right beside it there's an info counter, and they have a list of names of people who are allowed to get free tickets, so get them there. The others will have to pay the entrance fee of €5. Otherwise, then it's thanks for today, and if you're not in the concert, see you again tomorrow at 11 back here or over there in the Kubus again. Goodbye.